back, and staff report is before you on non-represented employee contracts and the review of what we covered at the committee meeting. The background, there are 8 employees working for the city of Ferndale out of some 70-plus who are not represented by unions. And we facilitate their employment through individual contracts. Those employees are listed in the following comparison sheet, which is part of the staff report. These contracts are set to expire at the end of 2018. The mayor, city administrator, and these employees have been negotiating over the details of the contracts for the last 5 months. And key areas of these negotiations include benefits and severance. Talking about the subject of severance so the public knows there's been some changes made in these contracts. The mayor sought to reduce the potential fiscal liability to the city by scaling back severance clauses in the contracts. The approved severance has been reduced from 1 month per year of service to 2 weeks per year of service, with a maximum of 6 months approved. Vacation policy, and this item came up in our work session about potential liability to the city of vacation policies. Previously, contracts allowed unlimited carryover of vacation days, which created a potential expense when an employee left. These contracts now include a limitation that no more than 240 vacation hours, 30 days, may be carried over at the end of the year. A maximum of 40 vacation hours, or 5 days, may be cashed out at the end of each year before it is on the cap. Sick days stay the same. Benefits, health insurance, opt-out compensation. Previously, employees who opted out of medical coverage, maybe they're covered by a spouse, receive 60% of the health insurance premiums that would have been paid by the employer. That could be a substantial amount of money these days. That amount has been reduced across the board to 40%. Deferred compensation. Deferred compensation has been standardized across all contracts. All contracts, about half were at $300, half were at $200. We've made them all $300. And we've also allowed employees to convert that to cash, which our city administrator was able to do and another employee previously was able to do, but the employee will pay the payroll costs of that transfer, LMI, Social Security, and things like that. Salaries, methodology for salary, which I want to talk about, because I suspect that's the biggest item of discussion. It's been a number of years since we've actually taken a holistic look at the compensation of our non-refs. We compared them with their peers, and in every case found that our compensation of our non-refs was sometimes very significantly below their peers. We chose one methodology. I asked our city clerk, Susan Duncan, to pick 20 cities that you think are most resemble Ferndale. She ended up with 22. You may have remembered the comment from Mrs. Goldsmith a little bit earlier. We looked for cities that weren't just the same size, but had a similar economic demographic by looking at their assessment of the property, the real estate assessment. So, for example, we could have chosen Mercer Island because they fit the same size of our cities, but the real estate there is quite a bit more, so we assume that the compensation would be quite a bit more there. We could have chosen any number of methodologies. We really could have. This one showed the difference just as good as anyone else. There are other ways of doing that, but in each case, our senior staff is being paid less than their peers in nearby cities. We did not try to match those amounts. We just tried to raise them up a little bit. Each staff member was treated individually, looking at their longevity here, looking at their responsibilities, but the main driving factor was their peer group. We also interacted with them. You know, each is a little bit different. Some of these were negotiated by Greg Young, some were negotiated by me. They're all a little bit different. We're asking for 3 years. 3 years because they're not protected by our union. They can be let go at any time by the mayor, and they know that. Mayors come, go. So with that, do you have any questions? One last thing, it would not be appropriate to change the contracts. The contract is a whole package of benefits and salaries. They gave up a lot in the benefits to get the salaries. So it's your responsibility is to vote up and down. If you vote down a contract, that's fine. We'll take it back to the employee. employee with the guidance that you provide to us. It would be inappropriate for you guys to negotiate one side of contract when some of them aren't here to negotiate their side. So, discussion from council, Councilmember Kennedy.
Just a question to understand. I mean, it sounds like this is not a one-size-fits-all because we're taking into account peers, we're taking into account personalities, we're taking into account performance and a number of different factors. So,
and how many employees?
A number of employees and so on. So this is not a straight line negotiation. Everybody's different, and there are a number of factors to be considered. We can't just say it's X number of percent that was, you know, maybe offered earlier. So I'm just trying to make that statement and keep that in mind. We can't just do a one-size-fits-all. There are many factors. Would that be correct?
It's 5 months' worth of work with individual staff.
Thank you.
Councilmember
Olson.
In committee, you said you were going to 3-year contracts, and so you could get everybody going at the same time. So that means the representatives will only be offered a 2-year contract, and there's
I refer to this is a good question. We're trying not to have to negotiate everybody the same year, but we're trying to, I believe, be on parallel paths. Do you want to kind of walk us through that?
So like the Teamsters, Place Guild, I think that all expired at the end of 2019. Mm-hmm. So.
And these would be 20. So, correct. We're trying to not have them all come up at once.
So it's not, you don't want them on the same board.
We do not.
Okay. That wasn't what was said here. Now that I was confused.
So we're hoping for 3, and believe 3 is very fair. Again, American and terminating for the time, but this allows us to not have to be doing all these negotiations in the same chunk of time. If we are going to insist, it's not helpful. We also want to recognize that 3rd year for everybody is basically inflation. That 3rd year for everybody is basically inflation. We think that's a pretty cool deal for the city because, if we're only getting 2 years, in 2 years we'd come back and probably at least ask for inflation. So that 3rd year is, a freebie for the city. Councilmember Farr.
I don't really like the 3rd year just in the fact I feel like there's a raise should be based on professional development and what their accomplishments. So you're basically saying we don't care what you accomplish in that 3rd year because we're not going to give you any more than this. I don't know if that does a lot for morale or people pushing themselves to make better accomplishments for the city, better decisions.
So they're okay. So you leave it not determined so they're motivated to do more. Oh, by the way, I will say this, and I said this to one staff member who was not happy with the term. I said, you can come back anytime, and we can renegotiate, we can take it to council if there are extraordinary circumstances. We saw that with our city administrators. Some of you were not, most of you were not here. I think council member, you weren't even here on council. I was the only one here. Our city administrator had a job offer to move to Wasilla, Alaska. Our city mayor was losing his court in Livingston, and he asked council to, in the middle of the term, raised the city administrator's compensation by, whatever it was, $20,000. It was midstream of the contract because of the circumstances of him being offered a job elsewhere and the mayor wanting to keep him. Anybody that feel like the contract needs to be changed can come to us. I'm not saying that you will be favorable towards that. The contracts can be changed if somebody suddenly has more responsibility or something like that. Councilmember Watson.
I'm not in the 3 years either. For some of the same reasons that Rebecca said, I'm not comfortable just telling people that you're going to get a raise every year no matter what you do in those 3 years. And I also, I'm just not comfortable setting in that we're going to pay people in 2021. I don't know what's going to happen. I mean, we're due for a recession. I'm just not comfortable saying we're going to give everybody 0.5 plus whatever the CPI is. Because we know what the CPI is.
Max about 3.
Councilor, I'm not going to support this, especially the 3rd year, like both of you brought up. But I don't agree with everybody's percentages in here, so since we're voting on it as a package, I won't support it.
May I ask Council something? I don't mind going back to staff
And Mayor? We did conduct a kind of informal poll. I don't believe that any of the senior staff would wish to fall on their sword for a third year. So that was understood that that might be a possibility.
Fair to say you'd like a third year, but it's not a deal.
Absolutely. That's basically what the folks that I talked to said.
The guy with the gun agree?
The guy.
I would agree.
And we should agree with him. Anyway, so just a data point. In private sector, typically contracts are awarded on 3, 4, and 5 year terms for staff related services. What they have found is anything less than a 3 year term tends to, people take a short time, they take a short view of it and say, well, I can do anything for 2 years and then I'm out. So a 3 year term gives them a chance to have a stronger feeling of commitment, longevity, and success. So I just want to, while nobody's willing to fall on their sword for it, if it were me and somebody says you would want 3 years instead of 2, I would look for 3, you know, depending on what numbers fall, but 3 years certainly is a much more confident way to move your career forward.
And again, I do come back to the city in negotiations with the representative. I think it's better for the city. And that last year is not a big jump. It's a cola. Mr. Hanson.
So two things. I mean, the first is, while I agree with what you're saying, at the same time, with these non-represented staffs, at least in the church, So the third year doesn't guarantee them anything. You know, they certainly play with the mayor. So that kind of confidence that I have a job going forward isn't necessarily there with these particular non-represented employees. My question was going to be, so this puts us still in the same schedule, offsetting schedule with union non-represented meetings. If we only give them a 2 year contract, that still puts you every year you're negotiating non-represented, and then
let Susan answer, because I think that
the union wants to do a deal.
The union wants a 3 year. They fought really hard this last year to make sure that they really wanted a 3 year contract. And we said if we do a 2 year, we get then that gets the machine and gets all the unions back on the same schedule. And so we did the 2 year with the understanding that we would that they really wanted 3 years.
So giving the non-representatives, the non-representatives, to conduct doesn't mess up that schedule, and it doesn't necessarily.
Well, it means that we're negotiating them again and the union at the same time, and that is always awkward.
No, it would mean that we wouldn't be able to do it for this, but the union
which is
what they want.
The union is over in 2019, correct? Okay. So that means they've only got a year left. So if we give 2 years, then you are on the closing schedule.
It's for the semester.
Correct.
Sounds like it's up to council. And again, I think 3 years is a good idea. This gets us down the road a ways. That 3 year is very modest. Can I suggest you guys vote on that? I don't know if it's a deal code for it. We'll find out. If it doesn't pass, we'll go to the next one.
Councilmember,
I have a logistics question. As we go, are we going to be voting on each one as we go, or is this?
I'd recommend all at once for the confusion.
Well, I won't be supporting them all together. So I guess if it's a package deal, then the 3 is not a deal breaker. But if you're, for some of them, I disagree with their current. Are there increases for next year and or the next year? So having that third year is dependent, in my mind, on those particular increases. Does that make sense?
Kind of. we as a group can decide that we want to do it individually. You can go on them one at a time. It just takes
take longer than you can do it.
Mm-hmm.
Do you?
Yeah.
Well, then I'm not in support of these. Just I don't feel the increases necessarily go with implementing the professional development that has occurred, and I don't like the basis that was done with doing averages of other cities.
Councilor McKinnon?
Well, given that we're midway through November, what chances do we have to come back at this for the balance of this year? Because these expire here in 6 weeks, right? So we're contracted up in 6 weeks, is that right?
Yes.
Okay, so how, we've got a pretty short time window to get this buttoned up, so I would like to try to look at a way to package this up so we can move it forward and not incur any risk for the city.
I have a bit of a different perspective, and I look at this as with some of the larger increases, in my mind, while it has to do with certifications and extra education, it also has to do with getting their salaries right in the marketplace. Given using Director Rents as just an example, tomorrow could probably command a much higher sum. And I think that's, in some ways, that's what we need to consider is that right now at historically low unemployment, dramatically increasing salaries in a way that we haven't seen in years, that while some of these increases seem to be shocking, at the same time, I see them as adjustments. Mr. Sweeney's job has changed dramatically over the last couple of years. Ms. Duncan's job has changed dramatically. And that these increases in salary are really to make an adjustment in compensating them for the work that they're doing beyond any certification. And so I, after kind of looking at these numbers every which way I possibly could, they've seen, if anything, low compared to the market in which they are.
And they are low in the market. And we told our staff we cannot meet the market. We are still low. They are still below market. And as far as the methodology, if you came up with a different methodology, picked a different set of cities that were reasonably like funded, they would come to the same conclusion that we're not paying our folks as other cities are. And with this employment that's needed for this economy that's heated up at low unemployment, I don't want to lose it.
I think we also need to remember just the different disciplines involved where I don't have any certifications. Thank you. I don't plan on continuing my job here for that much longer in the current position. But the AICP certification essentially requires approximately 6 months of study. It's more or less a graduate level where if you've been out of school for a long time, it's pretty overwhelming to balance. Do you do it during work where some cities allow you to? We don't have the ability necessarily to do that. Or do you take it out of home life? There are other certifications in other disciplines that are more manageable and have a direct impact on your ability to do your job. With planning, it's less so. And so I think that we need to look at the meaningful certifications for each position rather than having an alphabet soup after our names.
Again, it comes down to performance, and I want to say here, these folks perform extremely well, and they perform well as a team, and they have earned the respect of the community and the council, and we show up by paying them at least reasonably well. I have an old saying that I've said it for years, I don't believe in overpaying people, but I think they should be well paid. This is not overpaying anybody. It is trying to.
So one thing you said you would clarify once we got here is why some were just getting up to 3% for 2020, but some were not.
I think everybody gets at least 3.5 or 4. I think
you have an asterisk here, which is up to 3%.
So it's 3 total max for the asterisk.
Is that for 2020?
Yes. Yeah. 2020 and 21.
So what is the question? I'm sorry. Sorry.
So I had asked them why some people are getting
less,
oh,
up to
3%. Okay, so originally I wanted a one-year bump and then inflation for the next 2 years. I wanted that across the line. I started with what do I believe, what does Greg believe people should be at. I wanted to go take that first jump, and for some it was a pretty big jump, like our city clerk. But rather than do it in 1 year, I asked them, can we spread that out over 2 years? So those that got a rather large jump, because there's so much below the peers, we asked them to do it over 2 years. That would be Mr. Rents, Mr. Sweeney, and Ms. Duncan. So they get the biggest bumps, but they're doing it over 2 years rather than just one big bump. If you look carefully, they are the furthest away from the group.
And just one more comment. My lack of support is not that I think we're overpaying people, but I think we're not paying some people enough, or we're not giving fair increases across the board as far as who, in my opinion, has done good job in their position.
Let me say that back to you. So you don't think we're overpaying anybody in some sort of benefit?
Yes.
I'm sure they'd love to hear. And part of it's the stewardship of free resources. I would love to give everybody what they want, but part of it was also trying to keep our budget as well, trying to maintain the budget. And so it would be very awkward to ask you who these people are, but you certainly can come to me later and we could certainly do a future contract. I have no idea. I don't know. I mean, you could say it, but it could be very
well, I feel like some, yeah, it was an interesting
discussion. But if nobody's being overpaid, that's why I'm at. Councilor Taylor.
I'm okay with all of the first-year bumps, but the 2020 bumps, I think we shouldn't go any higher than the 3%. And I'm in favor of a two-year contract, and then come 2021, if there's great performance again, give them another big bump.
Councilmember Kennedy, Council.
So if we were to go with the numbers here, regardless of years at this point, if we were to adopt the numbers in here, does that preclude any particular employee performing above their rate of pay and then requesting a bump?
They could. It's generally not favorable upon the council, but it could be done.
Unless maybe the job description changed or duties changed or they took on more responsibility.
Okay. And I want to remember they're all taking on more responsibility right now. Every one of them with our staff team is taking on more responsibility. Each one of them. And they have. Councilor Lewis.
I don't know how much more we're gonna, I don't know if you get the four votes or not at this point. The hard part for me is trying to compare the other cities. For a lot of cities, they just have a bigger general fund because they get more sales tax. I mean, Linden is about our size, but they get more sales tax. And so for me, it's hard to just look at these cities. I'm looking at their assessed value, but that doesn't tell me how much money they have to play with. Because some of them might have a really good general fund, and so they can pay people really well, and we just don't have that option. So I'm not comfortable with the 2020 bumps either. And maybe it's just a fairness issue, and I understand you're trying to take in the parity, but I'm nervous about our general fund right now. We're only 5,900 in the budget.
Well, I was going to say, I understand what the 2020 bumps are about, that instead of a 12% increase or an 18% increase, you're spreading out that increase over 2 years. But that 18% increase still only gets that individual, they're still 15% below their peers, and in some cases, you know, depending on the job, they're even less than the average. And so I would not be in favor of disregarding the 2020 increases, because I think that those are the ones that have been singled out are intentional. That's not a random increase. That is, you know, an attempt to spread out a necessary raise for an individual who is grossly underpaid compared to the market, and trying to get them closer to where they should be, still under the market. And I actually agree with Councilmember Zaw that I actually see a few individuals that I think are still underpaid, given their role and responsibility within the entire organization. But I'm not sure.
Well, because some people are.
And the unfortunate thing for the staff members is that they agreed to a 2-year process, which I hope they're not penalized for asking for that. And that I think the case could be made, and maybe that's a great opinion out there, but they all should be front-loaded that first year. We decided to get from the budget, because of you and us, to spread it out in 2 years. They're still underpaid, even by doing that. Just even that.
It's also important to remember the overall compensation package, because that has changed relatively dramatically, especially for those who are want to be here longer. Earlier tonight with Greg Young's compensation package, remember it was about $70,000 in the payout. $75,000 in the payout. I'm at 25 plus sick time, where mine's not insignificant.
And Katie Grabber is about 29,000.
Is also up there, too.
On the old system of accruing vacation time over the year, and that will be paid someday when they leave. That won't happen yet.
And I don't think that Ms. Ratter or I ever looked at it as a piggy bank, but it was another form of compensation that you knew was coming that will no longer be there. So when we're looking at the salary increases, I think that we also have to look at the overall compensation changes, where for a staff member, it means that there probably is a net reduction, especially if you're not one that takes your full vacation.
So for the employees who are on that system, they lose that essentially?
They keep what they accumulated. We can't take that away. But for new people, and they can't move forward and keep adding to it. They need to take the vacation days. And Mr. Burnett's correct. I don't think it was motivating people to not take the vacation days, but it was an incentive, because you got 100% of that day's pay set aside, and it wasn't that amount. It was the amount you're making when you finally retire, which is obviously going to be more that you could take cash out. That's why you have a pretty large payout for our city administrator, who have been here 14 years.
And can you tell me which employees are on that, or were on that?
They were all on.
They were all.
They were all. They're all the contracts that we had signed in that particular system.
But not all had been able to accrue the vacation. Just if you're just here for a couple years, you're not going to be able to. But if you carry over 3 or 4 vacation days a year that you don't use, it adds up where all of a sudden you're at that.
So everybody's losing the same.
From here on. As well as some other things like that.
Right, so thank you. So, I mean, basically, we're in quite a balancing act here, because we certainly don't want to wind up like California that has tens of billions of dollars they can't pay in pensions that they agreed to 20 years ago. I mean, that's a huge liability for any city or state. But we still want to compensate and keep the employees that we have. I mean, we got a great staff. I support them all day long. And we don't want them to be underpaid where they're going to go look somewhere else, because that happens, private sector and public sector. I don't think that's a risk that we want to incur. So my perspective would be at this point to take this package and move it forward as is and not incur the risk.
And, is that a motion?
I'd like to make a motion to move this package forward. 3 years with the number stated in the package.
But a motion to approve the contract as presented. Is there a second?
Second.
Moved by Councilmember Kennedy and seconded by Councilmember Taylor to adopt the contract 2 years. Go ahead.
One more question. In the event that Council decides to send this back for renegotiation, what is that process from here?
I will go back to until I talk to them about it.
And that will happen in the next 2 weeks?
We would have 1 week to get the packets to the clerk for the December 3rd meeting.
Are you need people that work about the contract, though? Because often it takes in January, February before you sign it.
The problem that we have is we're hearing from some of you that they're not paid enough, or some are not paid enough, some that it's not quite. message is, I'm not quite sure of the deal. I'm going to need more direction if the contract's fair.
It's a three-year issue for me. It's 3 years.
You're certainly, can I help you out? Maybe someone can make a motion and amendment to drop the E2. That would make it fix the direction. Councilman Wood, Council.
I would move to amend the motion to include only the contract years 2019-2020.
Second.
So moved by Councilman Wood, Council, seconded by Councilman Taylor, to modify the main motion rather than a three-year contract, two-year contract as presented. Discussion on the amendment to the main motion. Seeing none, all in favor of the amendment, the motion say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay.
Nay.
Passes 6-1. You now have a new main motion. A main motion has been modified. Contracts here, as presented. This is a breath of air here. As presented, but only the first 2 years, 2019 and 2020, not 2021. Correct? Any more discussion? Seeing none, all in favor of the main motion say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Well, those opposed say nay.
Mm-hmm. Nay.
So those are the favorites, raise your hand, please. Guys. Guys, 1, 2, 3, 4. The nays are 1, 2, 3. The motion has passed. 2 year contracts have been adopted for the non reps. And I think that's the entire meeting, right?
But you have to go back to them, right? And then you bring it to us again?
Mr. Burnett thought we had a poll of them. They were willing to go 2 years. The contracts have been adopted.
Let's see,
it was
5 here. Nobody's throwing
anything. We'll get you up in 2021. Don't worry. We're looking for a motion to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.